Moon over Parma, bring my love to me tonight. Guide her to Cleveland underneath your silvery light. We're going bowling, so don't lose her in Solon. Moon over Parma tonight.
Rip the eye, the Joker and the devil. Slower and several, I'm lowering my level. Ripped in half, the Joker and the devil. I'm running from the law.
I got like, go to bed. We've done shows without you.
We started without you, damn it.
You mook.
You dumb fucking mook.
You porch monkey.
That's racist, dude.
No, I'm taking it back.
It can't be taken back.
Why can't it be taken back?
Mook, mook, white. Mook is a word that people use when they're size of cows. It's like mook.
So Steve's a mook.
No, I'm allowed to say mook.
Because he's a cow.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
I'm big enough to where I'm allowed to say mook.
And he's big enough where we're allowed to laugh at him and point.
Mook.
You can't say it. As I silently shed tears.
Mook tears.
Mook tears. Wallowing in my mook ice cream.
That's where the satisfaction comes in. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Just
I don't think anybody knows.
It lasted about a good 2 minutes.
Yeah. No, I'm curious. What is a mook?
I don't know.
I thought we just define that right now.
Yeah.
Not really. I mean, the true definition. What really is a mook?
It's a big fat guy with a fucking really long goatee.
Is it?
Kind of heavy set. Cries and milk comes out his tears.
That wants his hair like John Travolta.
God, I'm so glad I'm a thin, skinny, bald bastard.
Thanks. Your picture's on the website. You know that, right?
Steve just described himself as Todd.
I was around and bald long before Todd, so fuck you.
You were around and bald. Yes, you were. No denying that.
At least I'm in shape.
We have that joke. Rounds are shape.
It is a shape. I am in shape.
Planets are in shape.
Planetoid, get it right. I'm big enough to be considered a planet yet.
Planetarium.
Maybe a moon.
You're a moon.
You're a moon.
You're a mook.
I'm the moon known as Mook. Mook, the 10th moon of Jupiter.
Jupiter, huh?
Somehow localized.
Just so big.
You try to make yourself look seem thinner by being around Jupiter. By comparison, I'm slimmer.
Yeah. Exactly, you know? Jupiter's my duff, okay?
I think it's out of time for a C-section, Steve.
No. I don't want to lose my connection to it.
You can start breastfeeding. You can do that all the way up to what? It's fucking 20?
I haven't shaved the nippleage yet to allow for breastfeeding. It does want to choke on hair.
It's
that bad.
It's very little effort for you to shave it.
I'm a fat guy. It's a lot of effort.
Lifting an arm.
It's going to get buried. You're going to lose your kid in there.
Unless there's food in that arm, there's no motivation to lift it.
No, really. I mean, even when I'm playing games, I hold my fucking hands in my lap to do it.
There's chips in there. It smells like cheese.
Cheese.
I mean, Steve's controller smells like food. He even has a secret recipe for his controllers. That's how bad it gets.
All 17 spices.
We have all night game sessions.
Every once in a while you see Steve licking his controller.
That's only when I'm hungry and I don't have anything or the willpower to get up and open something.
Empty beer bottles to piss in. And
yeah, he actually has a rack that holds a hot dog in the front of it.
I don't have the rack yet. So far it's just a stick dangling a Twinkie.
You run straight into the TV.
I don't run for it. I may be fat, but I'm smart enough to know that if I lay on my back, it's just going to dangle in front of my mouth. So I ain't chasing after the fucking thing. It's coming to me.
Steve is the only guy that ever made love to a Twinkie.
With no hands.
Gotta love
the other hand's on the controller.
Gotta love that cream filling.
But yet it was still a loose fit.
Yeah, abnormally so. I wasn't sure if it was a fucking Twinkie or a damn fucking one of those coconut things.
And all that cream filling and Twinkie, and you still didn't come.
An Almond Joy?
No.
Okay.
The one made by the Twinkie makers, Hostess, whatnot.
Oh, those ones? I hate those ones.
Like
really?
Ding dongs?
No, the coconut ones.
The pink ones with the coconut
snowballs.
Snowballs, yeah.
Oh, those. But they make Twinkie ones like that, but they also have ones that are bald.
Oh, no, you're thinking of the fucking Zingers.
No, there's a Twinkie one that's like, it looks like a snowball, but it's Twinkie shaped.
It's long and flaccid like instead of round.
Those are the Mexican ones.
Yeah, those are the Mexican ones. There's chili in the middle.
No, the ones you're talking about are the Mexican ones.
Yeah, they're full of Lucas.
Yeah. It's funny. Missy had her diet drink. All it's like lemon, like cayenne pepper, and all kind like this weird shit. And she doesn't eat at all. All she does is drink this stuff. And we're at the bar, and I tell her, "Let me try that. It tastes like Lucas." So basically, she, like, her diet is drinking like Lucas.
So it's chili and salt is all she drinks.
I don't know. She said, "At all." I told her, "I was like, that's not a good.
There's no nutrients.
That's not a good diet.
All.
There's no nutrients. Not, she's been doing this. Well, now it's probably been like 15 days she's been doing this.
That's what you want to lose.
Damn. I was like, all you're missing is the fucking prayer. Prayer and famish.
All you're getting is water and some nasty-ass fucking flavor.
She's going to fast.
Well, before we get too further into this, this is Ripped in Half.
That's how we're going to start it. We could just talk about something else. And just,
well, we're already recording. We may as well start it before we get too far.
I don't like
recording.
Cutting stuff like that.
Why? It's a good start. It's a new, it's,
well, it's a good start. It was another start where, once again, I'm bashed on and ripped on and made fun of and... I need to go get my ham out of the fridge. I need some comfort.
He just sets it on there in his stomach and eats it.
Yeah. I do. And the look, all, no, look, my all no hands.
He holds the ham and he sits on the sausage. Same ordeal.
He has a little rack that goes around his neck and you stick the ham right on it.
All right. Technically, a bratwurst is a sausage. Of course, only the cheese.
No, bratwurst is the size of my arm.
So anyways, this is Ripped in Half.
He even carves a fist on the top of it.
Again, Ripped in Half. I'm the fat fuck known as Steve.
I'm MC Chocolate Bunny.
I'm Jason. Yeah. I don't have a cool nickname yet.
He's Short Beard.
But I will by the end of the
He's
show.
He's Short Beard. Steve's Long Beard. I'm Full Beard.
You're no balls. The fuck's your name?
Hold on. Steve's about to spit him out so I can get him back.
Hell no. I'm keeping these things.
His name's tattooed on him.
Get him back. Oh, wait. Hold on. They're stuck to his chin.
Well, that's where they went.
They got stuck in the hair and the chin.
Yeah.
All right, well, the gay bitch next to me is Eric, the one who's looking for his balls, the man who's in charge of the Twitter account but doesn't Twitter at all.
I just Twitter right now.
Yeah, he said he was doing that.
Yeah, see?
What'd you write?
Obviously something about me. Otherwise, it wouldn't have garnered such laugh from Jason. Let me fucking see it. Let me see it. What'd you twatter about me? Oh, you fucking bastard.
He said Steve is so cool.
Dude, how many times have I got to tell you, leave fucking Javier out of this?
Did you see what I put, Jason?
Oh, that was last... I was going to delete that.
Jason
word.
Loves the cock. Well, everybody knows that. Something new. God.
But no one knew that about Steve.
No.
He ruined his reputation.
Yeah, I told you guys, leave Javier out of this.
He's I'm going to put Jason much. Loves the Asian cock.
My asshole's so tight. Yeah. It's the only thing that can fit.
That's why he came up with the
title. No, it's just Asian guys attracted to Jason because he cries during sex.
I say that's why he came up with the title Ripped in Half, because he's hoping for something bigger than Asian.
One day, a man can dream. A man can dream.
Actually, I thought that was the worst it could ever be. I'm like, that's a good idea. It's like, dude, you ever had a black cock? It's like, no.
He sees a donut. He's like, why can't that be mine?
The size of your arm, man. He's like, what?
That's crazy. He's uncomfortable around any big holes.
I can't watch the
Why
do
they make
him
feel
here.
Inadequate? You know, I would have figured that would have been like your ultimate wet dream, a bunch of sweaty guys inside of holes. I thought you would have loved that, Jason.
I can't conceive that concept. Like,
no?
Holes the size of a shovel all the way around.
Damn, if only.
This show has a lot of gay references.
Yeah.
It does.
Notice that.
Starting with the Twitter.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder who started that one.
I'm not in charge of that.
Asshole.
Apparently, according to my co-host, or my host. Yeah, co-host? Yeah.
Yeah, co-host.
All right, according to my co-host.
According to your betters.
According to my biggers.
Damn right.
I'm not in charge. I don't do Twitter at all.
That's why you're supposed
you're
to be doing the Twitter,
if you don't do it.
But you don't do it, yeah.
Well,
you're not following through
I've
with
never
your
got
job
a response.
Of the show. It doesn't matter. You just keep typing. It goes
until
out.
Until someone actually cares?
Yeah. Everything.
Got one guy to care.
Every time you type, it goes on the big, giant Twitter cork board in the sky.
That guy just got out of jail.
It's the Twitter sphere. That's what it's called.
The Twitter sphere.
The Twitter sphere?
The Twitter sphere.
It goes up into the Twitter sphere.
Titty Twitter sphere.
It's like you said, Titty sphere.
I'd rather a Titty Sphere than a Twitter Sphere, that's for sure.
Titty Twister Sphere.
That's probably another fucking app.
Probably.
I don't know.
You know, that's one app they ought to come up with for on phones, is the Tit app. Especially for the iPad, where you just tap it and like two tits just appear, and you can circulate them and play with them all you want.
It's on a screen.
What kind of sad mind do you have, Steve?
What kind of satisfaction is that?
One who doesn't get to play with tits for a while. Think about like all the virgin nerds though who have this electronic shit but have no chance with chicks, dude. That love it at least in some way, shape, or form. They're feeding both fantasies. They're playing with tits while playing with their iPad.
Obviously, it's a married nerd's dream too because you thought of it.
I don't have an iPad.
I can't. You want to send Steve an iPad to show him how stupid this idea is?
Yeah. Okay, someone make Steve's dream come true.
That's right.
Rather than watch porn on their fucking iPad or POV porn.
It's one thing to watch the porn, but it's another POV. To be somewhat involved.
I never know what that stands for.
Pissed off Vietnamese.
No.
Porn?
What's POV?
Porn over vaginas? I don't know.
Yeah, in categories you got, you know, all this stuff, and it says POV girls.
Point of view.
Well, no.
Really?
Yeah, so it's like you're fucking her. So it pretty much covered that.
Okay, I was just wondering how much porn you actually watch to know that.
Okay, so, yeah, we have the POV. What's BBS?
That's the other half of this computer. It's half its porn, half of these episodes of the show.
Yeah. Okay, so we got POV.
The one computer's dying has AIDS.
What's BBS?
I don't know.
Okay.
BBS?
I skip over that section.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I never heard of that.
Really?
No.
He knows what it is. That's what he's asking.
No, I don't. That's why I'm curious.
I know BBW. I don't know BBS.
I know BBS. I've seen it. I just don't know what it is. If you out there know what it is and have somehow found upon this conversation.
Beautiful, bulimic sisters.
Big, black, and sexy?
Yeah, maybe.
Big, black, and sexy.
If you know what BBS is in the porn industry, contact us at rippedandhalfpodcast.
I still think beautiful, bulimic sisters.
Or at gmail.com.
Beautiful, bulimic sisters?
Ooh, they look good with that throwing up.
Could be fun.
I might knock out a few teeth and, you know, lose some hair, but, you know, still look fantastic.
They look fabulous.
Fabulous.
I don't know if that sounded more gayish or more goatish.
How do you actually specify that?
Oh, shit.
Eric figured it out. He remembers his time.
No, my girlfriend just texts me right now.
Uh-oh.
And I forget I talked about her a lot on the show.
Oh, that's right.
I forgot I didn't want her listening to the show. And she just texted me saying, you talk about me on the show, and sent a pretty angry smiley face. Unsmiley, angry
face. Okay, is this when you talked about killing, eating dog?
I don't
know. The one when you come in hair?
I don't remember talking about that.
That's right, yeah.
Well, how she doesn't like it when
she gets mad when you come in her hair.
Oh,
the whole eating dog thing, which we prefer, whether it's Japanese, Korean, and that.
Oh, you'd fart on her?
We've had a lot of different stuff.
Oh, you would fart on her?
Hi, Joelle.
Now you got to talk about Steph on the show to make her feel balanced out.
No, because my wife should have told me I'm not allowed to start talking shit about her, so I don't.
Yeah, we did. We said her farts smell like burping.
No. It sounds like a frog burping. No, that's one thing. I don't talk anything.
And she walked in the room later. We actually said it.
No, when I talk about it, as far as talk about her, I don't say anything as far as sexually referenced. I don't talk about how she actually likes me conditioning her hair with spooge or nothing like that. Oh, shit.
Oh, that's what you're talking about during that episode.
Because Steve's sex life's not very interesting.
It's not. Especially not lately.
Apparently he wants an iPad to fill boobs with.
Steph just gives him a piece of fruit and, you know. But there you go.
I don't even get that. Gosh.
He wants him a cantaloupe and, you know. There you go. Have a good time.
The most she gives me is two grapes and tells me to dangle them in my hands.
Grab them in your hands like stress balls.
Yeah. That really doesn't help. I mean.
She gives him two grapes and a baby carrot and says, can I at least have that?
You're going
I just
so
asked her if
you.
I just asked her if I was in trouble. She's like, laugh a little, no, kind of yes. Well, that's only the earlier shows. I'm pretty sure it gets worse later shows.
It does. No, the thing is, she'll get mad, but it'll be hard for her to stay mad because it's going to be one of those moments where it's like, oh, that asshole, and yet the way they're talking about it's so
viewers.
Fucking funny.
I don't think she's mad because we don't have viewers.
We don't. We'll never have viewers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
We'll have listeners, maybe, hopefully
one day,
but not viewers.
This is like the sixth show I've been mistaken and corrected. So.
Not that we have live shows.
Well, no, I want viewers. They don't want viewers.
I want viewers.
I wouldn't mind a viewer or two.
Well, then, I'll bring the webcam.
Sorry.
We'll view.
Viewer or voyeur?
Voyeur.
No one wants to see you and your iPad alone.
Oh. There goes my fucking dream. Thank you, Jason, for killing it.
With your two grapes and a can of Spam.
I can't believe she's actually listening to them, though.
I think that's awesome.
If I think about it, she's probably doing the first one with you.
Steph wasn't even listening to our fucking show. She thinks we're idiots.
And the first one with you was actually called Ripped in Half featuring Eric.
Yeah.
That was a funny show.
But I remember you talking about her in that one. You were talking about how you're hitting in that one kid's mom.
What?
You were hitting, I remember that.
That was deep in the show, though.
I don't remember, I was talking about
one of my old friends.
No. I don't remember if we talked about it with him. No, it wasn't with him. Yeah, it was either an after show or the show before that.
Are you talking about when I was at a party and my friend's mom was in more trouble?
No. I'm talking about when we did that, me and my band did that show at The Vibe, and you were all drunk, and when we were the last ones there, and the drummer's mom. Yeah, the drummer's mom comes walking up, and you're just hitting on her. Oh, you're pretty up for a MILF.
I call her a MILF.
Well, we talked about it in an after hours with each other.
Yeah, we did.
But we talked about it with him a little later.
Yeah. No, I mean, don't get me wrong. She is cute. It's just one of those, not only is she my drummer's mom, but it's also...
Ask her what episode she's
It's also
to.
One of my friend's sisters. And,
I call her and put a speakerphone.
It'll pick it up. These mics will pick it up.
Oh, what? She's not going to fall asleep before doing the show with us?
I don't know.
She's in a rage with anger. She can't fucking sleep.
She's not that mad. She won't be mad at me. She'll be upset at me, but she won't get mad that she won't talk to me or anything.
That smiley face at emoticon at the end seemed pretty angry.
Hey, you should put her on speakerphone. Let's question her about it on the air. Come on.
This will sound perfect.
I don't think she won't even do that. She'll get pissed at me if I do that.
Oh, come on.
She knows we're doing a show right now.
What's the worst can happen? Sends you more emoticons?
Angry red face.
Cool sunglasses guy. Oh my god, mouth.
No, this phone actually doesn't get that anymore.
Ampersand backslash.
My old BlackBerry, which was newer than this one, got those. But I don't get those anymore. I used to get those.
Yeah, now to do it, you actually have to input the symbols to combine them into something.
You got to put a GIF file in there. That's why.
No, I'm talking like the sideways smiley face or angry face or squinty eyed Chinese thing or any Asian thing.
I'm sure
it's on there.
I can make a giraffe.
Put the dick emoticon.
I can make a blunt, a smoking blunt. Could never do the giraffe, though.
I like the halo, the rufflecopter.
The rufflecopter?
I can make an actual ruffle.
They're rolling over fucking laughing now my ass off, and then it's made out of a helicopter. It's a helicopter.
I've never seen it.
That's a good video. I've seen it, too. Someone made it into a video one time.
It's pretty dumb.
Oh, it's fucking hilarious.
If you're Jason. And there comes another angry face.
So, what is she saying?
What is she
listening
to?
She's not saying anything. Let me see.
It's more than just angry.
Let me see what episode she's actually on.
Yeah.
No, because I told her that, I'm sorry, babe, but it might actually get worse in later episodes.
I get very descriptive following up like that. Yeah.
I don't say anything too bad.
Not really.
Other than talking about
talking about stuff that she really probably didn't want me to say.
And just,
show.
How tight she is.
I just did that for the... I never said
that. You're
going
to get it more until 1 year old.
Now you're
saying. She's listening right now. She's got another 5 episodes to get before she gets mad again.
Now you're just making up stuff.
No, because if he doesn't say something bad, he'll say she's going to be mad at me.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I love you. Please don't break up with me.
I do apologize on each time I talk about her.
I think you do.
I say, oh, shit.
I don't so much that. Just because, it's part of the show. I mean, I don't really like dog weenies or anything, but I go along with it.
I think it's when you're killing puppies for $1 million.
No, that no, I do I, enjoy. I think that.
I don't know. I kind of believe you half the time there, Steve.
You enjoy weenies.
That's the thing. Half of what I say is true and the other half is not. It's up to the listeners to weed out which is true and false.
The worst stuff is
true. Fact, I show fact or fiction.
The worst stuff is true, viewers, by the way.
Believe it or not, fact or fiction?
Bong Chung movie.
Yeah, it's like where they give...
Superman?
No, where they give like...
Kung Pao!
No, I'm talking about...
That's Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Well, no, I'm talking about I'm talking about fact or fiction where every episode they give you 3 different stories of way out their shit. 2 of them are made up, but 1 of them is actually true.
Oh, that show hasn't been on in fucking
Yeah, that was fact
years.
Or fiction.
I know what you're talking about. They get 3 stories, and then at the end, they tell you which one's real or what.
Like, I did get into it because, you watch with somebody else, you can just argue with each other, but
yeah,
overall, that show was stupid.
No, I liked that show. It was called Fact or Fiction. Well, now they have a new version of it coming out on Sci-Fi.
I like the one with Superman.
It's called...
That was Ripley's Believe It or Not.
That was a good show.
It's called Non-Fact or Non-Fiction.
Kind of like the Holocaust.
Is it real?
How this was made up and wasn't really true.
Never happened.
Nope, it didn't.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
No, I actually played an interesting game yesterday.
Called the Holocaust?
Yeah, we were drunk.
The Simple Years.
No, it was actually us drunks versus the Sobers, and we actually won. It was a... It's kind of like a charades game, which you put... You pick four cards. First four cards, easy and hard cards. And you have to, there's two things you have to do on the cards, but you pick which one you want. And you put them in these
Lick
little...
Lick ass or smoke cock?
I don't know.
Oh.
But you put them in these little slots.
Then
and,
you're out of the game already. Huh,
you put them in these little slots, and you wind it up. And then when you're ready, you push
what
it down.
What are you winding up?
You're just winding up this little machine that you put this little cards in. And basically, you're winding up because when you push it down, the cards, every 1 minute or 30 seconds, a card goes down. And if you haven't guessed it by then... Then you don't get it. But it was actually pretty fun when you're drunk because you see people falling over trying to fucking like say it's like jumping jacks and you try to do jumping jacks and you guess them and then it's like charades but like more extreme and you can actually point to stuff.
Extreme charades.
It's charades attacks.
Yeah. Say you got to knife somebody and you got to just grab a knife and stab them. Yeah, it's the easiest way to do it.
Oh yeah. I mean,
mine is cliff diving.
No, but you can actually get objects.
Cliff diving.
You can actually get objects and like show them. So you got people fucking running around the house trying to find this object to guess it. And when you're drunk, it's like
and charades. You can't have
walls. Walls get in the way. Well, it's not charades. I'm saying
I can always remember
the same concept.
What's
but
it called though?
I'm not sure.
Is this a board game though?
No, it's like
you have a machine for it.
Yeah, it's not a board game. It's just
bar fight would be easy. Just fucking.
I consider it a board game if you have like other things for it.
You don't.
Bar fight would be easy.
Party game, I guess.
Exactly like a bow-legged cowboy, grab a beer bottle and smash it over someone's head.
What kind of game is that?
I was just saying, as far as I give the category, it was bar fight.
Oh.
That's how you'd act it out. Exactly like a bow-legged cowboy, yee-hee-hee, spin the rope, grab a bottle, smash someone over the head.
Try to act that out. That shit won't fucking make any sense.
You
walk around
you
like
do
a
have
fucking
a bottle. Let me see it. We'll
you gotta walk
it
around like you have shit in your ass, and you're gonna swing a bottle.
Oh, it
around.
Doesn't work. It
my
just,
first
yeah.
thought's not gonna be a bar fight.
It'll bounce right out of his fucking head.
My first thought is like, give me another bottle.
Well, they might be concussed, and that's the ultimate goal of it.
I don't get when like movies do that. You break a bottle over head. No, I'm pretty sure it'll just bounce right out of his head and just crack it open.
That's what's called sugar glass.
They can eat it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Steve knows his food.
I do.
That's an old movie trick.
Yep.
That's
it is. Yes, it is.
Liar.
I lie not.
I know it's a fucking old movie trick.
Liar.
No.
Yeah. What viewers? The only
Chinese.
The only viewer we have at the moment while you and I are talking is Jason.
Viewer means listener. So when I say viewer, you know what I mean.
Really? I thought the term viewer meant some people who watch what you're doing.
Well, you got people outside the window.
Like a peeping Tom?
Yeah. No, that's voyeur.
I think that's in a webcam.
No, that's a...
No, that's Steve Sancho.
Does peeping Tom fall under fucking voyeur?
Yes.
I don't think so.
A voyeur is somebody...
It falls under creep.
No, a voyeur is anybody who likes to view things to get his rocks off, to get sexual gratification.
Does it count when you're watching Animal Planet mating season?
Well, it's bestial voyeur, but I don't think you get arrested for that. It's televised.
Until you take that trip to Africa.
Yeah.
Then I think
so
it gets
illegal. Physically in Africa watching fucking animals and then jerking off?
No.
Or
it's not about in Africa and he's physically touching the animals.
I say, or if you go to fucking the theaters for Disney's African Cats and watching it, you know, whip it out and start beating it.
That looks awesome.
Yeah, totally awesome.
No, it doesn't.
Especially if you do it opening day, then part of your proceeds goes to save the savannah. So you're saving the savannah while you're whacking off in the theater.
I love Cheetah Six.
You know, kind of like Pee Wee Herman. It's all good. In the hood.
He's coming back.
He came back.
He's popular. You see him on TMZ?
No, I didn't see him
on TMZ. He has a ton of fans still. That guy.
Oh, yeah, no. I remember...
Oh, and actually what they point out interesting enough was I didn't know that his white shirt underneath, it's short sleeve. He took off his jacket and it's short sleeve. I always thought it was a long sleeve shirt.
Well, considering you always see him with the fucking...
Yeah, the one who wears a suit. It's
what's it matter?
Well,
he's wearing a suit.
No,
I was saying,
I just never expected it to be a short sleeve shirt. Well, it looks weird because he's wearing a short sleeve. He's not wearing a suit.
Well, considering he's always wearing a long sleeve jacket. He's always wearing a long sleeve jacket. That's why you never think.
I wear long sleeve with the long sleeve shirt because it's uncomfortable to wear a short sleeve shirt with a long shirt.
Maybe. I remember a couple years back seeing an interview with him, and he was saying that they were already in the works of doing another Pee-wee movie that was supposed to be based off the TV show itself, Pee-wee's Playhouse, with all the original cast except Lawrence Fishburne.
That's what I was wondering when the live show came back. I was like, is Cowboy Curtis in it?
Yeah.
And I was like,
I didn't know they brought the live show back. I know they started doing re-airings of the old show on Adult Swim.
No, he did a live show in New York, L.A. They're going to do another HBO. They already did another HBO special.
She's already on episode 5.
Wow. That's why he's come back, dude. Because he's doing the live show.
Through them? I mean.
No, she's listening to all the third. Oh, she started on 3.
Oh, so she started with you.
Yeah.
There's no way she's already on episode 5.
Yeah,
she's already
on episode 5.
Every episode's at least over an hour long.
Just fucking fast forward through everything. Just want to hear what Eric talks.
He talks the whole thing.
She's fast forwarding then. She's not listening to him from beginning to end.
She's listening to
nothing. She's like just searching for her.
Every episode is at least an hour long. We have not been doing this for like two, three fucking hours already.
She's just searching. She's searching for her name. Yeah.
You know what you ought to do is when you do the little footnote, the cliff notes for this show, you should start throwing Joelle's name randomly in there.
We just say Joelle every fucking 10 minutes, so when she searches it again, she always comes up and like, stops. We're not even talking about her.
I know,
at the bar the other day, Joelle.
Yeah. And it's like, and I was taking a shot of Joelle. Fireball. Oh, wait, what?
That's too distracting, actually. We're not going to do that.
I know. No, that's just saying it'd be funny in the footnotes.
If we had something to talk about and then say Joelle, yeah. I think it would actually work out.
No, but it'd be funny, like, in the footnotes, if she were to, like, be reading, okay, this synapse of the show, just occasionally throw her name in there. They're like, wait, what? And we talked about Joelle. SpongeBob.
We just re-edit. We just go back to the footnotes, just fucking the show notes, and just put them in there.
That's what
she's
I was talking
skipping
about.
It,
I so. Think I'm just the only person that has something interesting to talk about with the girl.
Yeah.
Well, all
who
honesty,
apparently hates you right now.
Well, no, she isn't. She's actually sending me pictures right
say,
now.
Oh, okay. Hi. Considering that proof she that is your girlfriend, you have seen her naked, done things with her naked, and spent mm-hmm. time with her personally as well as naked. Obviously, you have the most to say when it comes to the girl.
Well, you want me to talk about the past?
Oh, sure. Why not? No.
We're going to get into some pretty raunchy shit then.
Could be fun.
I don't know. I don't know exactly
what's
going
on. Let's have a cigarette before we get into
like,
this.
Ooh, she liked the raunchy shit.
Yeah. Let's take a smoke break before we get into that.
That's actually
topic.
Yeah.
Hello.
X's, so.
I'm going to take a break now.
That's pretty.
Smoke yeah. break it is.
Are we recording?
Yeah, we're recording.
Oh.
I'll edit this out. It's better.
Can I make a shout out?
No.
Oh.
This ain't a shout out show.
We're not giving a holler out to Flava Flav.
What?
It's my cousin Antoine's birthday, bitch.
I expected you to apologize to your girlfriend again.
I thought that was
nah,
a shout
she's
out
fine.
Too.
She's laughing. What? She said it's pretty funny. She said we're pretty funny people.
Oh, really?
She said we're silly, actually.
Oh, we're silly?
We're silly.
Oh, you guys are just
we're silly.
Silly
goods.
You guys are silly.
We're
mind
silly
you,
goods.
She's only heard one episode. She hasn't got to the rest yet.
You know, she told me. You know, she's talking about, I hate when she said that. She's like, you're being a silly goose. I'm like, don't say that. All I can think is become Mr. or is Mr. Garrison and Slave.
Oh, Mr. Slave, yeah.
Yeah.
Just... No. The Big Gay Al.
Oh, Big Gay Al. There you go. Yeah.
That's silly.
Silly goose.
And she didn't. She never knew what that was. She never knew why you used to get mad. I was like,
super. Thanks for asking.
And I finally showed her the episode, and she finally got it. She stopped saying it. But I told her, I was like, she's like, why is that gay? I'm like, I just popped in the disc and I showed her the episode, and that was it.
So when she starts to lean back to start saying it again, you just got to put that disc in.
Yeah,
just
got
to knock her back down.
Exactly.
Just knock her down a peg.
What did I tell you? What did I tell you?
You know, it's funny. The first episode they had with Big Gay Al, you know, Big Gay Al's Big Gay Boat Ride, and the Stan's dog in the series was gay.
The Red Rocket?
Yeah, it has all
no,
the
gay. No, no,
no.
It
no,
was
no,
way
no.
before
he
the
goes
Red
in
Rocket.
A, he has a little suitcase and opens up, and like it's a bunch of gay animals that are supposed to, that are like accepted.
Yeah, but no, Stan. Stan's dog wears a little pink ascot.
And
he's a gay pug. You know who did the voice for the dog?
No, that's not a pug.
It was a pug.
That dog is not a pug.
Okay,
a pug.
We don't need a specific.
He tries to train his dog. He yells at him. He's like, "Don't be gay."
Yeah.
Don't be gay.
No, you know it was George Clooney that played the dog. George Clooney provided the bark for the dog.
I don't even remember that motherfucking bargain.
Yeah, anytime that dog made a sound, it was George Clooney doing it. And he was all up for it, because when he approached it, yeah, I'd like to do something on the show. They told him, all right, we'd like you to be a gay dog. He was all for it.
I wonder what a SAG pay for was that.
I know.
I don't know.
You got to pay that guy a lot.
Hey, you even paid George Clooney to fucking bark.
This is before George Clooney was ultimately huge.
How do you even know that?
This is back when he's on Facts of Life or what?
Before he was huge. When wasn't George Clooney fucking huge?
Facts
when
of Life.
When wasn't he the most handsome guy
when
in the
he
world?
First started ER? No.
That wasn't too.
So you're saying he wasn't handsome?
I'm pretty sure he was acting before he barked on South Park.
He was. He was doing ER at the time. Now, not only did I see an interview with
this was after Batman. That's
Trey
why.
Stone and Matt or Trey Parker and Matt Stone.
His career was bad.
I saw an interview with Trey Parker and Matt Stone, as well as an interview with George Clooney. And on that episode itself, it even says featuring George Clooney as the dog. And it's because of how cool he was in accepting playing the gay bark for the gay dog that it, when they finally did the movie, they gave him the role as the lead doctor.
It dropped $50,000 to bark.
I don't think they really paid him a whole lot.
He probably
for
got
it.
SAG minimum.
They just told him, you know, this is what we want you to do. This is how much we'll pay. It's like, okay, cool.
Then you got to pay to fly him out there and do all the rest of this shit.
They do it over the phone. That's how they do Isaac Hayes.
Yeah.
They do Isaac Hayes voices. They do it over the phone.
It was like they tried to get Seinfeld, Jerry Seinfeld.
And then you got to pay for long distance.
Seinfeld's.
Yeah, because they're hurting.
Seinfeld's.
Yeah, phone cards.
Back then, remember?
Yeah.
Phone cards.
Phone cards.
That's a lot of quarters.
That's a lot of phone cards. To do that one bark probably took like 20 phone cards.
Yeah, the
take one.
What's the name of like the actor's manager person? Their
agent.
Agent. Hey, Seinfeld's agent got a hold of them once and told them, "Yeah, you know, Seinfeld wants to do your show." So they threw out another random character, kind of like the whole gay dog thing for George Clooney.
With airline food.
Yeah, no. So they said, "Okay, yeah, we'll have him on. Well, he'll be this character," and it was like one of those where the agent's like, "No, that's beneath him." So they're like, "All right, fuck you. We're not having him on the show."
I think the agent's trying to pull that. I think the agent wanted him on that show.
Could have been, but it was still one of those such low grade things where Seinfeld himself, you know, wouldn't have done it.
I don't think he would be a fan of that show.
Not me. I'd do it for $100.
I'd do it for nothing. It's a fucking funny show.
I'd jump off the roof.
Even if I had just like one line, it was
I would do
dick.
It for nothing.
I'd do it.
I sub dignity.
You suck dignity.
He sucks his dignity.
I don't get it. I don't have Dig Dug anymore.
That was a fun game. The second one was a pain in the ass.
It was fun when things were boring.
Yeah, back when we had 13, yeah. Like, 3 channels.
back when there was nothing to do, it was fun. You know, but running around with like, bike pump's not that great.
It was a hard game the further you got into it.
It was all just big advertisement for bike pumps.
Yeah.
Swim bike
pumps.
Yeah.
You know what else was? I actually barely found out who was the voice of a cartoon.
Huh.
I don't remember his actual name, but Uncle Phil from fucking Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Okay.
He was the voice of Shredder from Ninja Turtles.
No shit.
Are you serious?
Yes. I just fucking found this out this week. Like,
no.
People have probably known this for a long fucking time. But like,
you're really?
Yeah.
Which Shredder from which Ninja Turtles?
I'm pretty sure they're originals.
Cartoon,
dude.
The 80s version?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And then I went on YouTube to find out, and they compared the voices. And yeah, you fucking hear it. It's his fucking voice, dude.
Oh, wow.
I was like, what the fuck? Because I was on online. I went to Stumble. It's a little feature.
Stumble Upon? I love
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I have that. And it came on to like top, you know, 10 cartoon characters, celebrities that
That's
were
actually...
cartoon voices. A lot of them you already knew or just were stupid. You didn't care.
Uh-huh.
But the only one that actually stood out at all was the Uncle Phil one.
Oh, wow.
I think that's the best internet like attachment you can have.
I've never heard
Stumble
of
Upon. Yeah, it's
I love
like,
that.
It's like a random like channel.
I found it so. I found so much
oh, yeah.
great shit because of that.
Now, is it an actual regular website, not just a phone app? It's a regular website.
No,
it's an add-on to your fucking web browser.
Oh, your web browser, yeah.
And it'll be a button called Stumble Upon. But if you join it, you put your likes and dislikes.
Yeah,
like, kind of a little brief
like
survey.
Here's
oh,
a
yeah, I like a Hulu
and,
thing.
You know, bestiality.
And then
yeah.
from there, it pushes the button, just takes you to a random site that people have voted that they like.
I played some random games, seen funny-ass pictures.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah. It's actually really good.
Huh. That sounds interesting. I'll have to check that one out. I did not know that. He did the voice of Shredder.
Yeah,
really.
I do. But when you hear that voice, like, you know it's him. You know exactly it's him. It's like, well, that tripped me out. The rest of the voices you kind of knew. Like you're saying, like George Clooney shit like that. That stuff like that was
yeah.
there.
That's information. Take it home. Chew it. It's delicious. Yeah.
Download StumbleUpon.
That's your Snapple.
Put StumbleUpon. Add it to your Mozilla, which you should be
your Snapple
using.
Info today.
Quick thing. I've been meaning to point out to you, Jason, because it's a little off the show, but I'll
you
mention
got a
during the show.
Booger hanging out.
You remember
right now,
X amount of weeks ago we were talking about the show Super Jail? And how they did the one season. Then
you were talking about Super Jail?
Yeah.
How
yeah,
it's coming
funny.
Back. Like,
both of us, right? Yeah.
All swim about 50 times.
Yeah.
Well, no, because we were talking about it and comparing how, for some reason they're not bringing it back. He did a different show called Robotomy.
No, I've seen it about 10 times that they're bringing
it
back.
You told us it was
back. They're bringing it back.
I told you about the Robotomy. I didn't tell you, though, that, yeah, they do have the new season now. It's Sundays at Midnight.
Yeah, you did tell
us. Yeah, you told us.
I don't remember telling you.
Yeah.
Yeah, about a couple episodes ago.
I don't remember it at all.
Yeah.
I must have been really drunk. So anyways, season 2, Super Jail, Sundays at Midnight.
They're not sponsored.
On Adult Swim.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we're going to miss it each Sunday.
Fuck. No, we got a TV right by your head.
I'm going to pick it up on the mic.
I don't care. We'll talk during Super Jail.
Put caption on.
Live podcast in the first premiere of Super Jail Season 2.
That's all the episode.
No, I don't think it was our first episode. I think our second episode together, we sat here, watched the end of The Incredible Hulk. Then we watched Super Jail, that Mongo
Super...
that Mongo Super Wrestling and Drinky Crow. We sat and watched all that before we ended up...
I love that show.
No, we do too, but we sat and watched all this and finally went... Oh, yeah, we got to do our show.
I was like, there's a lot of dead air. We need a third guy.
Well, yeah, we sat and just watched this shit.
That's why you're here, to distract us from the TV.
Yeah. We sat and watched it, though, and then eventually decided, okay, we need to turn this off and do the show. That was kind of a funny night.
Was it? I remember.
Well, the...
Probably wasn't.
While our...
Sound like
it was a
much,
silly night. It was a silly night.
It was,
like that
it was a silly night.
We got crazy.
We did. All while our now deceased God rest his soul mascot was just looking around, going, "What the fuck are you guys looking watching?"
Did we even say it? It's dead now.
It's dead. Fuck you. Yes, unfortunately,
I didn't even know what's
was it in a chinchilla.
Fuck the both of you.
You know what? Our rodent problem is solved.
No, actually, we did mention it last week when you guys were talking shit about him.
When Steve's
talking
his ass.
And I got
on
your guys' ass for it. He has our
We've been talking shit about it since it happened. And even talking shit, it's going to die.
Yeah, but
it
once
just
it,
so happens it actually
died. No, but
died.
Once it happened, you guys are going off, and I got a little
We weren't
offended,
shocked.
Because he just recently... I wasn't shocked either, but he was recently dead. And you know what? He was a good, beloved family
Oh, it's
pet.
All funny till it dies.
I lost, right. I lost a button. You don't hear me crying.
How long was that button
you
around?
Lost your butt?
That button's been on for a while. Me and him have it.
It finally blew off your pants, you fucking fat fuck.
Jason blew it off my pants.
Too much Del Taco.
It's like that one Subway commercial. You ate that fucking Del Taco and the button went flying.
Got a little too much Del Sucko from Steve and Jason.
So anyways, if you haven't figured out, yes, our beloved mascot buddy, he passed away.
They somehow deciphered that. If you haven't figured it out yet,
can you please
tell?
Unless
you're also new,
they don't
new
even know we're
show.
Talking about.
You haven't talked shit about it. In the past
he was
two
a
episodes.
Guinea pig, and he was a beloved family pet, and also the show's mascot. And he passed away.
We should make T-shirts in memory of
guinea pig. Is
we will eventually.
Those of you who don't know what a guinea pig is, it's a giant hamster.
It's a giant rat.
It's a giant gerbil.
Oh,
well, a gerbil is a giant hamster.
What the hell's a gerbil? And
a,
hamster.
A giant hamster.
I don't know the difference. You know.
No, actually, though, that's the thing. Out.
I found an opening. We're ripped in half.
There you go. It sounded like Jason's asshole when he bends over.
That sounds pretty good, huh?
Or Eric Shorts when he gets out of Jason's car.
That's like when I don't wet my ass. I bend over.
Didn't that sounded pretty good, I thought.
No, you know, for being a guinea pig, he was really big and fucking 7 years old. That's old.
He took after Steve.
Fat?
He was fat.
He was about three times his weight, 7 years old.
Although my wife and I have been talking, and we may end up getting a new one, a young
Let's
one.
Get like a rabbit,
and raise
or
it from a
puppy.
I wouldn't mind a puppy, except where we live and the dumbass dog we have now. I'm sorry. I'm pissed enough that our cat has taken up after the dog and acts like the retarded fucking dog. I hate that dog. I hate that dog.
I think it'd be safer just to get like a goldfish with you guys.
It's something that will last.
It's got
the touch of
death.
If you get another guinea pig, you're kind of setting yourself for disappointment.
Get a goldfish.
It has like...
No, I mean, 7 years
goldfish never
dies. Long
because when it dies, you replace another goldfish.
That's a fluke. That is a fluke that it lasts that long.
No, but the average lifespan at least is 5 years. If
really?
We get, yeah.
That was like 2.
No, they're usually between 5 to 6 years.
No, that's
years.
5 years with anal, you know,
get a lemming.
And,
get a lemming.
I want it to live more than 2 days.
You just leave the tub ready?
Yeah.
You find in the toilet?
I don't want to have to fight it to keep it in its cages.
You know,
it tries to dive off the
Steve,
fucking
Steve, just to make it safe, just get a pet rock.
Shut up.
Pet rocks last forever.
Like that Family Guy with a pet rock pees on the carpet.
Yeah, see, I've got a dog that does. I don't need a rock doing it, too.
You do that outside.
No, it pissed me off. But we just fucking carpet cleaned our carpets, and sure enough, the dog's already pissing on the damn carpet again.
Because the smell's gone.
Oh, no.
It's either the dog or Richard.
No, it's the dog, and I fucking hate that dog.
Get a snake.
I would love a snake. I don't have a cage for a snake. I have a cage set up for
his snake's name Alfonso.
I have a cage that's set up either for a fucking gerbil or a guinea pig. It could hold a rabbit feasibly, but ultimately no.
Cruise Craigslist. People sometimes try to get rid of because they don't
have a dog. He has a snake named Alfonso Jr.
Why? When I can just go down to the fucking pet feed store and get a young guinea pig for fucking $5.
You know some
guy? Yeah, but they'll throw in all the cage and all that stuff.
Some guy tried
to... Why do you have all that shit?
Some guy tried to trade
dude,
me
right
a,
below you is his food and bedding and everything.
Some guy tried to trade me a snake.
That's me. Oh, that's you.
Some guy tried to trade me a snake and an RC car for my Wii. I had it on Craigslist.
Really?
Yeah.
Gay.
You seen that guy who got a house out of Craigslist by
no,
training?
Actually, there was a...
what?
There was a story...
He started with a paper clip.
No, there's a story about a kid. He just kept trading and trading and trading.
What's he got that sports car?
Yeah, he got a Porsche.
Yeah, he got the Porsche.
It ended with a Porsche. He traded, basically it was like a, I can't remember what he started with, but it was like a calculator to a cell phone, traded that for something else, and at the end, he actually ended up with a Porsche.
I think it was a Ford Explorer, before he got the Porsche, he had an Explorer, and then he traded for some guy with a Porsche.
People on Craigslist are retarded.
It's what you want, but some guy had he had a thing on the internet, and it's pretty good. It starts with a paperclip. Said, I'll trade this paperclip for something on eBay. Got something stupid for that. But it started to get bigger and bigger. And eventually he worked his way all the way up to a fucking house.
I sold my pubes on Craigslist.
That is retarded. No, it's like, it's cool. I knew a guy. No, I knew this guy.
How's that retarded?
He went on eBay. He had a used...
No respect.
He had a used chewed up
no
pencil.
Respect.
Put it on eBay for bid. And ultimately sold this used chewed up gnarly ass old fucking pencil for like $2.
Why not?
Yeah.
Why? When you can get a fucking new pencil for less than 5 cents.
The story.
Seriously.
It's a joke. It's funny.
No, it's retarded.
It makes a good story when you put it in a little...
Like some guy, a glass thing. It's a good story for both people. Because, like, I sold this fucking chewed up pencil for $2.
Yeah, you put it on the other end saying,
I just got this chewed up
pencil.
You put
it on your coffee table.
$2.
Yeah, but the guy who bought it, you know, people are going to look at him and say, dude, you're a fucking idiot.
Probably not.
I live in a fucking
first
world country.
You probably took
a lot
of time chewing.
I got disposable money.
I think it's retarded.
You probably took a lot of time chewing that pencil.
Or you could spend $2 and put in that little fucking...
What if that guy didn't want to chew his own pencil? I mean, who wants to chew a pencil?
He has John Voight's fucking bite marks on it.
It's unauthentic.
That's like
dog chewed on this.
That is stupid.
Those aren't human teeth.
I like it.
That'd be like me blowing my nose and selling the fucking tissue on eBay saying it's Dr. Dre's fucking snot.
If any of you have stupider eBay stories, let us know.
I used to have that. We used to have that segment.
Tell us what's the dumbest thing you guys ever sold.
Twatter it to Eric. He needs some sort of fucking job to do.
Twatter it and fucking have it / eBay stories.
Yeah, of course you can always email because Eric's lazy and doesn't do his job. You can email it at
podcast@gmail.com,
but we prefer you to twatter to Eric.
Do it.
Just twatter your random thoughts on the fucking
do
screen.
It yeah. Or I'll murder your face.
And your family. He will come after you
no,
and your
I'm
children
not, I'm not
in the dead
cool.
of the night. And he'll whisk them off to Neverland where they'll hold them in a net.
I'll come after you with a sling blade.
Right. We know you saw the movie. Don't tell you. It's not funny.
Jason gets creeped out.
Jason gets queer.
It's not funny,
dude. You're giving him like one of those past flashes or whatnot.
I seen them refried potatoes in your box. Get mushy with those.
I carry a box of refried potatoes with me when I go.
Yeah. I've seen them in your trunk.
I keep
badunk, badunk.
Oh, you're my car.
What else did you think I meant?
That's what I call it when I shit. I call it refried beans, actually.
Dude, you need to, like, eat something healthier than if your fucking shit comes out like refried beans.
God,
that's
I know.
That's all protein, but...
God. It's not even like heated up refried beans. It's like when you open the fucking dude, can, you I'm try and slide lie. It out, and it doesn't come out easily.
I went to,
until finally all comes out with a
I don't know if I sound. Mentioned this on the episode, but when I went to Disneyland, dude.
Joel.
I ate a corn dog.
Joel.
I ate a corn dog with french fries at Disneyland the next day.
Joel.
Like, I fucking shit, like, black soup. Like, it was just fucking bad. It was just like, it looked like an oil spill in my fucking toilet.
Did it get in the shape of Mickey Mouse ears?
Yeah.
Have your names embroidered in it?
Ha-ha, please come again! Ha-ha!
It said Eric embroidered in yellow.
It did. I put it on my head.
You know, I've never had a corn dog there. Last time I was at Disneyland.
They're huge.
Last time I was at Disneyland, we got one of those big-ass fucking turkey legs.
And last time you were at Disneyland, Walt Disney.
You're Disneyland or the Renaissance Fair?
It was Disneyland. No, it was good.
No, they had turkey legs. They're all right.
No, it was good.
They're smaller than they used to be.
Yeah, but they're still pretty fucking big. And the only problem with them, though, is you don't want to get that unless you have, like, wet naps or towelettes or whatnot. Because that shit's sticky as fuck.
I get the clam chowder.
Get wet vagina.
And the sourdough bowl. It's good.
You get Mickey's special clam chowder.
I don't get turkey legs because if I get a turkey leg, I'm going to want some stuffing and some mashed potatoes and some cranberry sauce on the side of it.
You're going to fall asleep with a people mover.
Yeah. they have a new show. It's called Fan... Phasmatoria or something, or I don't know. It's some. It's pretty cool.
Fantasiamatorium.
It's not called Fantasia, but they call it something else. Like something Fantasia. Go around with it. But
Fantasia
it's pretty
was
cool.
Fireworks show. What's
the? And my brother said I didn't get to go. They went the next day.
Oh
to
yeah,
Cal-
you didn't go that day, huh?
They went the next day to California Theater, and they had seen the. It's called the World of Colors show, and they said it was pretty awesome.
I heard that view over California is pretty cool. Where you fly and shit.
Yeah. It's have a lot more. I went to California there actually like the month it opened, and there wasn't shit there.
I've been there like a few months after that.
It was dead. They had a swing ride. They had the roller coaster, and that's about it.
When I went there, that's what was there. Everyone was like, "Oh, California fucking adventure is fucking cool as fuck." Yeah, I went there. I think
you do a roller coaster around Mickey Mouse's head, and then they have that swing, the ride you swing, and it goes around in circles, and that's about it.
I was like, yeah, exactly. When I went there the first time, there wasn't dick there. No, fucking bullshit.
You know what I have wanted
but
to see
for
there?
Free, so.
No, you know what I have wanted to see there? I always thought it was actually kind of cool. And they do it at the whole Pirate Cove thing. It's where they have it.
It's called Butt Pirate. So
yeah, no, of course, you're on the mainland, and they do it at night, and they just use lightings and fireworks for the special effects. But pretty much the whole concept behind it is that all the Disney villains have run rampant. And Mickey has to take them on.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
I've seen that.
Yeah, it was like they're Fantasia thing. And the final one he has to
fight.
They
do it where the
pirate
tug
shit
boat
is.
Is.
Yeah, yes, where the, all the pirate, they do it on Pirate
Island.
They actually
dance on
where the
pirate
boat
shit.
Is actually.
Yeah, and you know, there's Captain Hook and there's Ursula and all these other things.
Yeah, Captain Hook, he fights Ursula. Okay, basically, the villain at the end is Ursula, the witch from Snow White.
Yeah, no, it's Maleficent. And in the end, Maleficent turns into that great big fucking
dragon.
And they have the dragon puppet. And then when
it's
Mickey's
not a pub,
doing it,
it's fucking like 50 feet tall. It's
well,
crazy. It's
no, it
huge.
Is. It's huge, but
isn't
it's still
water and light.
It's still technically a puppet.
He actually kills it and it goes down.
Is it water and light? I thought it was a puppet.
No, it's a
puppet.
It's a big ass.
It's a huge robotic
huge,
puppet,
dude. It's huge.
And
it even shoots fire out.
That's a big arm.
Yeah, no, it does have flamethrower at the end of the
movie. It shoots. Dude, I felt it was so hot. I felt the flames come. Like
yeah.
And then
when Mickey fights it, he's pretty much, you know, his spells are all, of course, when they shoot out their fireworks, but you see them launch from him, and of course, they hit the puppet, and that's how he fucking fights it. They're supposed to be the spells.
I know how it goes. I've seen it.
Yeah, well, he hasn't seen it.
A couple of weeks ago.
I haven't seen it live. I've wanted to see it live.
Good.
It looked really fucking cool.
But my brother said the World of Colors has, like, nothing. That show that he's talking about has nothing on the World of Colors. Like, it's just crazy.
I still think the idea and the concept was pretty cool. And that's
it's
why
cool.
I want to
and
see
then
it.
Like
World of Colors
there's the whole
like an acid
there's the whole show the a certain in the front it's like the fountains are out and they have a projection on the water.
Yeah,
that's the water thing you're talking about.
Yeah, they have a projection on the water and then every scene like first like the sea witch comes and every scene after that. The characters come out and they play their scene and then they stop and they do another projection on the water and after that another scene and so on and so forth. But At the end, you know, they have, like, Mickey Mouse, like, he's, like, 100 feet in the air on the stage and, like, hoping he falls off, but he doesn't, doing all kinds of stuff.
I think the coolest projection thing I've seen there, though, was for the revamped Pirates of the Caribbean ride. When you first go on it, you see this waterfall and it's got Davy Jones's image on it. He's talking to you.
Oh,
and it looks like water, but when you go through it, you realize it's all fucking smoke.
It's just mist.
Yeah, but it's cool because it looks like
a
waterfall
coming down.
It's right
before the
first
drop.
Yeah. It's that little...
No,
oh,
shit.
Like,
no,
think,
it's like...
That's that one you've always got tricked on. Yeah. You always think it's going to be the big one, but it's not it.
But that's a really cool projection because, again, if you look at the bottom, you actually see it rising up to the top.
No, what always...
But the way it looks with the projection, it looks like a waterfall.
What always pissed me off was on fucking... on Space Mountain, it takes so... You do so many trips, like... It takes so fucking long, and then finally you start going around. But
Space Mountain's gay.
But they brought back Captain Neil too.
Did they?
Yeah, they brought back Captain Neil.
I heard they did that. They wasn't there when I went though.
Yeah, and then
when I went, it was Honey,
exciting
I
news!
The
exciting news! We're gonna go back. We're gonna go back.
We're
gonna go back when it opens.
That's a couple years.
They
ago.
They actually, for the first time in like a million years, they're actually redoing Star Tours. It's supposed to open up again this year.
So they're gonna revamp it.
They re
so it's
do
not,
it.
Nice. I
it's been the same. It's
I
been
wish.
The same for 100 years and like millions.
So it's
years.
Not R2 and C-3PO anymore.
They're redoing it. They're redoing the whole Star Tours.
Here's what I wish that if they ever revamped it, I wish they had two lines. One, you could play the old one or the new one.
That would be cool,
dude. I'm so sick of the old one.
I still like the old one. Fucking dude, cool
the
fuck.
Oh God.
Yeah, I mean that would break it up.
I would love
the
option.
They changed actually every.
No,
they even changed its small
like
role.
No, I like the idea because that's almost like the idea of when it comes to Star Wars now. How you have the original and the prequel series.
Mouth.
You know, some people like this one, other people like that one. It'd be the same thing.
But I'm not exactly sure what they're doing to it, but they redid a small role too as well.
Nobody cares about
it's
Small
the same
World.
Song.
That, nobody likes
that's,
liked,
a, that's
nobody,
the longest line in that Disneyland.
The fuck it was.
Are you
Finding,
kidding me?
Finding Nemo was the longest.
That ride sucks.
Yeah, it is a fucking longest ride.
It is the longest.
I've heard it sucked. I've heard it sucked, and I've heard it's the longest line.
It's an eight hour fucking line.
It's just a subway. It's just a fucking submarine ride.
Yeah, and all
it's a submarine line, but now what they did is they have
line?
The yeah, well that's what you said too.
All
it's
you do is watch fucking projections like Nemo. Oh, hey. Nemo finally fucking goes
no,
off.
They have these
it's
little
a, it's
screen
thing that you
things
do
now
once.
On the win- on the
that's
windows,
it.
And the windows themselves have a.
We don't need a description. We open it.
Yeah.
Enough
of the Carfax,
Steve. It's a transparent
it's
screen.
Like Carfax.
It's a transparent screen that has the characters show up and there's speakers in the sub that talk like them now. So what do you think
because
of Cars 2 and the whole super agent angle?
Super agent man?
Cars 2.
Cars 2 and their super agent angle.
I have no idea about that. I don't.
Apparently, Mater and the other car, they're now in Europe and they're secret agents.
He goes to Europe to race and then.
Is he painted white now and he comes out of a fucking
semi
truck?
No, he's still red.
And he has guns and shit and he has a smokescreen?
Yeah.
And then he goes in the water, it's just like a boat?
No, they're all the same color. The idea is what the
in this movie sounds stupid.
No, Lightning McQueen goes to Europe to race, but then there's like espionage car shit and him and Mater get drafted as
he gets into
special
hole,
agents. Yeah, he does get a new hoe.
Get the new hoe?
A new hoe.
He left the other
not
one
Porsche.
Out in the desert?
Porsche I was guess. A cheap bitch.
She was. She's a Porsche. What do you expect?
So he traded up to a new model.
He's getting a more sluttier one like a Honda or something.
She doesn't, of course, have faith in him until he whips out his ka-chow cock, but, you know.
What's a ka-chow cock for a car? Pulls out his cat back exhaust. And
yeah.
Kind of like exhaust attaches. And
here's my catalytic converter. Ka-chow.
Ka-chow.
He'd have two catalytic converters.
Both connected to the drive shaft.
What? You know nothing of cars.
I don't. No, I really don't.
To the drive shaft.
The catalytic converter shuts the drive shaft.
Well, you just said two catalytic converters. I'm thinking, all right, testicles, a drive shaft close to a penis.
And
the
surf
shaft.
Flux capacitator.
Even to have that innuendo would be two catalytic converters going to the fucking cat-back exhaust. You know?
But that makes it. That sounds more like an anus. No, that makes it sound more like an anus.
It's like, God, I hate when I get the.
And yours sounds like you know nothing of cars.
It's like, God, I hate when I have to get the air in my
drive
tires
shaft,
rotated.
You know, drive, you're driving deep. It's a shaft, it's your penis, yes.
I get my air
and my tires rotated.
I've never had them done. What? You're supposed to do that, really?
Mm-hmm.
The air in your
tires. Every, like, 3 months.
Bullshit. That's like saying you need an oil change.
You do it when you do an oil change, actually.
When do you do an oil change?
Every 3,000 miles.
Mm-hmm.
Roughly 3 months.
You're full of shit.
Depends if you're a daily driver, yeah.
Bullshit. That's like saying I need to fucking fill my car up with gas.
Not all the time. If you're not leaving me in the house.
Not much of gas in your ass.
I think you're all
your
full
mouth.
Of
and all... this is car talk with Ripped in Half.
Yeah. I don't believe either of you. You guys are trying to confuse
fire
me.
Fire car needs. But if you want to know real things about cars.
I don't know.
Contact me, Steve.
Something on like my edge and
call
blow
Eric
up.
The car guy. He knows a lot of shit.
Tweet yeah.
Him. Just tweet him.
You there's a steering wheel.
Twat him all you
I
want.
I forgot
he'll
your name's
you.
Eric, too. There's actually a guy called Eric the car guy.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He's actually really good, actually. He's on YouTube. He has a good YouTube fucking channel.
He's so good, you went and took your car to him on YouTube, right?
If I lived up north, I'd take my car to him.
Then you don't know how good he is. Shut up.
He's instructed me how to do a lot of shit. So, yeah, he is actually a good car.
Anybody can mm-hmm. look it up mm-hmm. on the internet and then do a video telling you how to do certain things. Doesn't make him good. Shut up.
If he shows you the video and then you fuck it up, yeah.
Anybody shows you.
Anybody can download that video.
You should download the video. If you want to know shit about cars, go to Eric the Car Guy.
I can care less. That's why they have mechanics.
You don't have a car.
That's why they have mechanics and friends of mine yeah. who are yes. mechanics.
Steve doesn't ride, he gets ridden.
That's right.
It's an hour or two. Well, other than you get ridden by your fucking car. That's how you pay for your fucking to get fixed by the car, right?
And let's end it at Steve getting ridden by Big Johnny Johnson.
That's like a new tranny.
I don't drive, I ride.
It's like you need a new tranny. It's like, okay, I need a new tranny? It's like, well, we meant new trannies, but we're going to rip your asshole so bad.
When I say I need a new tranny, I mean transmission. I don't mean what you do on your off days.
He gets ridden by trannies. Steve's tired of the old trannies. That's a good model. He wants a limo tranny.
I'm sorry, Giselle. I've told them not to mention you.
Who's Giselle?
Yeah.
The chick from
my you just Little fucked Mermaid. Up. And this has been In Half.
The fuck was that?
You it's an abrupt end of the show.
Yeah. Sound like you tearing your pants again getting out of Jason's car.
I did.
Harrison getting naked at the end of the show.
Yeah, I know.
He just took his shoes off, apparently.
That's why we don't give him rum. He's not allowed.
Can't tie my shoes. I got straps.
All right, Jeffy.
Corky.
Well, there goes my fly.
I didn't make any noise.
I can't make any noise. I got one of my shoes off.
I went duty in my pants.
This was in half.
You fart in half? The show's not called Fart in Half.
You rip one, you jackass.
Yeah. The day I get corrected by a retard.
Yeah. Oh, no, is it?
Yeah, this is the last episode, people.
Apparently.
We've actually been sued 3 times already.
That's it? God, we aim so low.
Someone's listening, apparently.
I know. I mean, with all the shit we've knocked off, fucking Lucas, Square Enix, Microsoft, fucking
we actually got sued by the government because
the government.
Steve is actually not allowed to jump more than 3 times in a row, and I'm sorry about all the earthquakes and whatnot.
Cause a tidal wave. He jumps up and down and causes a tidal wave. He farts and causes a nuclear disaster.
Steve dreams of a world of living on the moon.
When I burp, it's a hurricane in Louisiana, right?
Like I said, Steve dreams of a world that we live on the moon. No one's fat there.
Of course, then again, as fat as I am, the moon will probably start having, right?
If you like to lose weight, go to the moon.
Yeah, it's the easy way.
Hey, at least there, I'm what you call a baller. I can slam dunk. God knows I can't do it on Earth.
Once I get a Dunkin' Dunkin's on there.
Dunkin' Dunkin'?
Yep, Dunkin' Donuts.
Thank you for the correction.
There's not even a Dunkin' Donuts around here.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, there is.
Well, it's in San Bernardino, but yeah.
There's one over there going towards Rialto.
Yeah.
This is not here.
You take baseline down it.
Dunkin' Donuts.
That's a long way, but
really?
I go on the freeway.
Yes, there is one there.
I have not seen it.
I have.
It's the one I've seen. That's the one I know of. But
there's not a whole lot around here, but there is one, yes.
So there's one.
At least. I don't. I may be a fan guy, like but I don't go chain. Out of my way to search down Dunkin' Donuts. I don't really care for them. Besides, why would I go seeking out Dunkin' Donuts when I got 3D Donuts right up my fucking street?
3D Donuts.
That's right, 3D Donuts. And they're open 24 hours a day. Dunkin' Donuts isn't.
I didn't know that because I'd never seen one around.
Anyways.
This is ripped in less than a full.
Yeah. I'm going to call shenanigans on this whole thing and just say, this has been ripped in half. I'm Steve.
He's Eric.
I'm Jimmy.
Jimmy the douchebag.
Jimmy can't walk. Douchebag.
I'm Eric, and no one gives a fuck. All right.
See, you can always contact us. You can contact Eric. I'm still not saying his name. You can contact Eric at our Twitter, which is what, Eric?
Ripped in Half Twitter.
There you go. You can Twitter us at Ripped in Half.
That's still wrong. You know that, right?
You can Twitter us at Ripped in Half, or is it at Ripped in Half Podcast? What is it, nameless person?
It's at Joel at Twitter.com.
Or you can get a hold of us at RippedInHalfPodcast@gmail.com.
Or Ripped in Half. I'm Ripped in Half again.
Joel.
Times five.
Joel.
Podcast.
Joel.
What?
Right. Yeah. tinyurl.com/RIH.
Or Steve's penis.
That's for the phone people. Yeah. So until then, peace out, y'all. Or as Eric likes to say,
that's my mama.